So, Carl, as we said the other day, I think we're relying on the FA. We've always had faith in the FA, haven't we?
Yeah. You know, it's one of them, obviously. It's a very difficult and emotive situation. So, it's whatever they rule is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think common sense would say, obviously nobody wants Norwich to fold, but if whatever's happened, whether it be within the last year, last 10 years, last 25 years, whenever it is, it's at a point where it looks as though it's unsustainable.
Absolutely.
So, obviously that's the FA to decide.
And what'll happen, won't it?
Yeah. Obviously it keeps our season. We're going to have to train on Tuesday, just in case.
Absolutely.
I suppose.
Yeah.
We'll prepare as though it might be. We might have some good news. And I've said to the lads, forget Northwich. If life is fair, then we'll be playing in the semi-final.
And if we do, it'll be Chorley.
That's fine, whoever it is, don't care. We just, there's the second best football team in the league, statistically, and I think they showed it. But I think today, I spoke to Wrighty there and Martin Foyle, and they can't believe we're not in the playoffs because of the performance today. Mm. You know, we've had three unlucky results, I must say.
It's good this is not a video interview.
Three unlucky results. I think we get a point even out of.
Yeah.
Well, you look at the Ashton game we should win,
yeah.
Never mind
yeah.
lose. The Buxton game where the keepers pulled off the
yeah,
unbelievable save at the end of it. Hopefully today's shown that our luck's maybe turned a little bit, and that luck might carry over into us because of. Misdemeanors.
Well, that's it. And the good thing about
the playoffs.
Yeah, and the good thing about today is with the result and the performance like it was, it picks that momentum perfectly back up.
Yeah.
If we've got a game next Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And we keep telling them it's all in the locker. It's all there for them. They're good enough to do it. And I think again today they've showed that.
And we've got two players picking up Player of the Year awards: Carlos Rocca and Adam Jones. And I thought both well deserved.
Yeah, definitely. But I've had an absolute headache. Picking the manager's player of the year because there's 8, 9 of them.
Yeah.
10, it's probably 10 people. Yeah, in that you could put in the running and have a good strong case for Carlos and Adam Jones here. Obviously, two of them. So, fantastic for them. A nice personal moment for the pair of them, and one they both deserve.
So, like you say, just keep going, train on Tuesday, see what happens, what will happen, and then hopefully we'll see you all Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be absolutely, if we can. We've had a little bit of bad news. Not so much bad news with the three games that we lost. So, that news on Tuesday, if it goes
out. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheers, Carl.
Cheers.